And much to my surprise, there was no whales antiopathid in existence. There were branches in Cardiff, Swansea, Newport. There were units, pockets of people in different parts of Wales, north through south. And we were talking about forming a Wales antiopathic movement. But Di Francis was secretary of the NUM and would just retired as secretary, but still an active politician. He put me in touch with Bert Pierce of the Communist Party, Charlie Swain of the Trades Council, and through them we got to know a lot of people who were either members of anti-apartheid or sympathetic. And Ghulam Mait, of course, had built up a whole lot of contacts, mainly in the Cardiff area. So we started writing letters to these people, and much to our amazement, the response was amazing, largely from the left. And then we approached the churches, and support was overwhelming. The World Council of Churches was very supportive from the outset. But what Di Francis said is too premature to form a Wales anti-apartheid movement. Let's form branches in more parts of Wales. Then we'll form a Wales anti-apartheid movement. Yeah, what he was saying, I asked him why. Because, well, we have to convince the unions and the Labour Party and the Communist Party, but not so much the Communist Party, the Liberal Party. We have to convince them that we are an all Wales party organisation. So unless we have branches in North Wales and Mid Wales, at the moment we're entirely based in South Wales, but we've got all these contacts that you guys are mailing at the moment. You're mailing them from South Wales, but you've got to start saying Welsh Committee. Of course, we got in touch with London, and they had some names. Antipathy in London had some names of people involved in Wales. We used all that and set up branches. So at the time of the formation, the main branches were, Cardiff, Swansea, Newport, Wrexham, and that was it. But there were lots of individual groupings of people in Carmarthen, in some of the valley areas, Rhondda, that we knew, North Wales, and places like Flint, West Wales, Aberystwyth, university towns, Cardiff, Aberystwyth, Bangor, and there's College Harlech in the north, also a college in Carmarthen, were always a base that we could use for printing, for postage, etc. And from there, we used to move out to the branches. One of the difficulties was that people have asked for a speaker, and largely they would want a South African. I initially used to make those trips all the way from here to Wrexham, and I said, no, this is ridiculous. So I got myself a car, and eventually what we used to do is, if you're going to Aberystwyth, for example, you will link up with other units in Machynlleth or Newcastle, Limlin, towns nearby, and cover a series of towns, and also get the local committee to arrange meetings with churches or local unions or trades council, and that made the tours worthwhile. We did the same in North Wales, and the same to a large extent in South Wales. But South Wales was not too difficult because I was in Cardiff, and there were a few very good people in Swansea. At one stage, a South African guy who I've lost contact with, Steve Flaxman, was in Swansea, so between us we could cover the South Wales area without difficulty. It was North and Mid Wales that had to be built. And I used to take these tours, persuaded NUS Wales to undertake a tour, and that was very successful, because we went to colleges from Cardiff down to the South, Mid Wales, North Wales, for a month on and off, covering the large colleges, universities, and little colleges, polytechnics. And in each of those, either a branch emanated or committees emanated. And so around 1979-80, we began to call ourselves the Wales Anti-Apartheid Movement.